Courage to Life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, it's the series finale between the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Bradenton Marauders. This is the Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set for this matinee matchup between the Pirates and the Cardinals single-A affiliates as Bradenton has dropped their last four games looking to salvage this final game of this six-game set. Well, we have a lot to get to on this pregame show. It's Sunday, so that means only one thing. A look around the Pittsburgh Pirates organization on the minor league org report. We'll hear from John Moses in AA Altoona, Jack McMullen in AAA Indianapolis, and myself, Thomas and Zarella, about the week that was for Bradenton. That org report's next up here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
With the Bradenton Marauders, I'm Thomas Cinzarella. Bradenton kicked off the start of a 12-game road trip on the east side of Florida with six games with the Palm Beach Cardinals this week. And unfortunately, the road continues to not be too kind to Bradenton, as they have dropped four of the first five games to the Cardinals. They had a miraculous come-from-behind victory on Tuesday, which was their only win of this week. They trailed 1-0 in the ninth inning, whereas Merlin Valles had a game-tying home run. Then Javi Rivas hit a go-ahead two-run home run in the 10th inning to win it 3-1 before dropping their next four contests. It did have some bright spots, though. Xander Meath, top 30 prospect in the Pirates org, made his Marauders debut on Wednesday, with Anthony Solomito making another start on Thursday. Solomito went five scoreless, allowed just three hits, one walk, and a strikeout on 60 pitches in that outing, threw 40 of them for strikes. Michael Kennedy also made his return off the injured list. It was his first start since mid-June. Gave up just one run on two hits and three innings while striking out four and not issuing a walk as well. Offensively for the Marauders this week, as Merlin Valles has hit two home runs, he is now 16 this season and is just one off the league leader in Ariel Amonte. Rivas has homered twice as well, but unfortunately the results have not come through this week for Bradenton. They'll look to salvage a series on Sunday at high noon as they'll wrap up this six-game series with the Cardinals before an off day on Monday, and they'll travel 40 minutes north to take on the St. Lucie Mets for six games. With the Bradenton Marauders, I'm Thomas Zarella.
With AA Altoona, this is John Moses. All the Curve needed was a little bit of home cooking. After dropping 8 out of 9 on their road trip out of the All-Star break, the Curve picked up 4 straight wins to begin their series against the Richmond Flying Squirrels and have gotten back on track. Leading the Curve offense in the month of July is outfielder Tress Gonzalez. Picked in the 5th round in 2022 out of Georgia Tech, Gonzalez has broken out after a slow start to the season in July and August. Gonzalez led the Curve with a .357 average in 17 games in the calendar month, and after having just 6 multi-hit games in the first 3 months of the season, he had 7 in July alone. So, what's behind the breakout?
Yeah, just like not really anything mechanics, just I like playing when it gets hot out. I'm used to hot weather and humidity in Atlanta, so I'm definitely loving the weather. But yeah, nothing mechanics wise, just trying to stay behind the ball and hit it where they're not. And I've had some good few games this past month, so I'm ready to keep it rolling. Yeah, Atlanta, like at Georgia Tech in college, it's kind of cold early on in the season in February, but it's nothing like Altoona when we're playing opening day in Akron and it's sleeting out and snowing, but I got used to it. I'm loving the summer a lot more than the cold weather.
With Thomas Harrington and Bubba Chandler both reportedly on their way to AAA Indianapolis, the Curve will need July Tress to stay hot as the season winds down the stretch. With AA Altoona, this is John Moses.
With AAA Indianapolis, I'm Jack McMullen. Well, the Indians were on an absolute heater. They swept a six-game series for the first time since going to the new schedule format in 2021. They did that last week in Iowa against the AAA affiliate of the Cubs. They come home, and this week they won the first 3 of this six-game set with Toledo, giving them their longest winning streak of 9 games since 1997. Bad news is they've dropped the last 2, including last night, 8-7 in extra innings. But they've had immediate contribution from 2 of the newest members of the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. And both those guys had multi-double nights last night. Start with Billy Cook. Billy Cook came over from AAA Norfolk in the Baltimore Orioles. He was the return in a prospect swap. So Cook, the 25-year-old position player that can play both corner infield positions and both corner outfield positions, was the swap for Patrick Riley, who is with High A Greensboro. The other guy that came over was probably in the more notable trade. Nick York, one of the top 10 prospects in the Red Sox organization, became a top 6 prospect in the Pirates organization, according to MLB.com, when he was acquired on Monday late morning for right-hander Quinn Priester. I had the chance to chat with the former first-round pick of the Boston Red Sox, Nick York. What was this guy doing when he got that phone call?
Like I said, I was taking a nap, got the call from farm director with the Red Sox, and instantly just started packing up the apartment, went over to the field, packed up my stuff, stayed the night, and then flew out the next morning straight out here, came straight to the game.
Wake up, time to pack your bags, but Nick is certainly wide awake here with the Pirates organization, and he's excited for the new challenges and the new opportunities that this brings.
Oh, I mean, a bunch of it. I mean, you look at what they got going on here with, you know, the starting pitching and whatnot, it's unbelievable. So just to be able to be a part of it now is special. I'm really excited for it.
As for on-field opportunities, you could be looking at York in a couple of different spots. From when he was drafted in 2020 through the end of the 23 season, he only played second base as a Boston Red Sox prospect. This year, in AA Portland, AAA Worcester, he got his first taste of left field. And last night, he played left field for the Indians. So overall comfort level, both at second base and in corner outfield, and what went into that?
I mean, I feel super comfortable out there. I've played outfield pretty much my whole life growing up and, you know, stepped away from it for 3 years playing second base only with the Red Sox. But getting back out there, just getting out there for live BP and getting reps out there has made me a lot more comfortable. They did a good job over there of getting me those reps out there. So it's been a cool little transition. It's been a lot of fun.
York and the Indians wrap up a six-game set with the Tigers' AAA affiliate, the Toledo Mudhens, this afternoon. Then they got an off day and they go see 2 excellent pitching prospects in D.L. Hall and Jacob Mizorowski in Nashville for a six-game series with the AAA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. But in Indianapolis, I'm Jack McMahon.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. That was the Pittsburgh Pirates minor league org report you heard from Jack McMullen in AAA Indianapolis. John Moses in AA Altoona and myself, Thomas and Zarella, about the week that was for the Bradenton Marauders. It's time to exchange lineup cards with you at home as both managers and umpires are doing right now. We start with the visitors and the Marauders. Switch hitting shortstop Connor Delgado hits leadoff, followed by the left-hand hitting catcher and Omar Alfonso, who celebrated his 21st birthday yesterday. Jordani de los Santos plays third and hits third. Left fielder Esmerlin Valdez hits cleanup. The lefty center fielder Shalene Polanco hits fifth. The DH Johnny Severino is batting in the number six spot. Lefty first baseman Justin Mignes hits seventh. Right fielder Miguel Sosa hits eighth, with the switch hitting second baseman Gerald Toledo rounding out the starting nine. It's going to be a bullpen day for both days, so buckle up. Could be an interesting one. Clavari Tejada makes his first start with Bradenton this season and making his second appearance overall with the Marauders. He gets the ball today against Augusto Calderon, a right-hander out of the bullpen, too, typically for Palm Beach. Their lineup goes as follows. Christian Martin plays second base and hits leadoff. Catcher Chase Atkinson hits second. Ian Petrutz, the left fielder, hits third. Ryan Campos, a DH, bats cleanup. Playing first, inning fifth, is Josh Cross. Jose Cordoba had a walk-off hit earlier this week, plays center field and bats at the sixth spot. Jose Suarez, right fielder, hits seventh. Lisandro Espinosa hits eighth and plays short, while John Gadzar, the third baseman, rounds out the starting nine for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Marauders looking to salvage this series with a win on Sunday, as the Cardinals have won the last four. They took the series yesterday with the win over Bradenton. What's going to come out of the day is if they can get some better pitching. A lot of walks yesterday. They had 11, which was tied for the second most that they've had this season. And it was a couple of really big middle innings where a lot of those walks were. They gave up three runs in the fifth, five in the sixth inning, and a 9-2 loss, with their only win coming back on Tuesday. So open that to Tejada can get them out of the gate. Nicely done today, but we'll see. There is a lot of wind in the ballpark today with that tropical storm making its way through Florida. This is the only game in the Florida State League going on today, and it's also one where there are no fans really allowed on Sundays. Just like Tuesday, it's only family members and scouts and whoever else that are allowed here inside the ballpark today. Well, the Cardinals take the field here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on a beautiful sunny day in Jupiter. We'll have the national anthem then, first pitch coming up next year from Jupiter right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Tell your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude.
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Cinzarella.
From Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, it's a series finale between the Bradenton Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Thomas Cinzarella, so happy you could join us here on the Marauders Broadcast Network as Bradenton looks to salvage a series with a victory on this Sunday. They come in 41-60, 12-23 in the second half. Palm Beach, 21 games over the water mark, 16-39, 23-10 in the second half. That is a league best record after they won the first half as well. On the mound today, it's going to be a bullpen day for both sides as Augusto Calderon is throwing on the hill right now. 23-year-old from San Pedro de Macorís in the DR is making his first ever start, his 115th career appearance. And he's 1-5 this year, a 5.13 ERA in 26 outings. 19 walks, 51 Ks in 47 in the third innings with 3 holds and 1 save and 5 opportunities. Connor Delgado, Omar Alfonso, and Yordan de los Santos. Marauders in their great tops today. On a very gusty afternoon with no fans in attendance, just like Tuesday. Delgado in against Calder on the righty, and their red tops, white pants, as he kicks home. First pitch is a fastball high and in for ball one. And we're off and running at 12:03 p.m. from Jupiter. Game time temperature 87 degrees and cloudy. Wind blowing at 18 miles an hour. Righty sets 1-0. And fastball catches the bottom of the knees for a called strike. Bradenton looking to salvage a series of the win. 1-1. Swing and a miss on a changeup. It's 1-2. Went way back on Tuesday in 10 innings, 3-1, but have dropped a couple of close ones. Well, last night was the anomaly after they fell 9-2. Delgado behind 1-2 as Calderon kicks home. Another changeup low at 87. It's 2-2. Kind of this week, 3-for-15 with an RBI and a walk. was 0-for-4 last night. 2-2. Fastball chop right side, slowly cross to his right, over his glove, and Delgado's in at first. Ball just hopped right over the mid of cross, and that'll be an E3 to start the day.
Now batting number 50, Omar Alfonso.
So runner at first base to start the day against Calderon. With Omar Alfonso, who celebrated his 21st birthday yesterday, hitting 258 this year. 8 home runs and 34 RBIs. Open stance, first pitch. Is on the inner edge of 94, called strike. Yesterday, Omar 1-for-4, the single in the first inning. Already collects. 0-1. And slow roller foul first base side. No balls and two strikes on Omar. And a spin and a toss to first. Some scattered thunderstorms across the state of Florida and in the area right now. And so that could prove to be troublesome today. They're expecting some around 11 o'clock or so, and they did not come to pass. 0-2. High and in for a ball. And with winds blowing up towards 25, 30 miles an hour today here in Jupiter, it really is, there's no chance to put a tarp on. So any really substantial amount of rain, I mean, you're not going to be able to finish this game. 1-2. Alfonso serves it up in the air, foul off the left side. This is the only game going on in the Florida State League today due to the severity of it's on the West Coast. So Bradenton very fortunate to be on the East Coast here for 2 weeks. That's kind of perfect timing, as you'd say. Everybody else has canceled games. If you go on the scores page on MILB.com. 1-2. Check swing high. It's 2-2 on the Florida State League. Fort Myers was supposed to play a doubleheader today. Postponed game from yesterday. So they will not be made up. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike 396 from Calderon as he sets down Alfonso for the first out in the first inning.
Now batting number 12,
Giordano
de los Santos.
In steps, Giordano de los Santos. A right-handed batter, the runner on. No score, top one just off and running. From Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. De Los Santos wrapping up his first week with Florida with the Marauders again. First pitch is fouled straight back out of play. De Los Santos 2-for-11 this week. 2 RBIs, 3 walks, and 2 runs scored. He's reached base in 3 games. Spin and a toss to first. I think the biggest thing, too, for him is that he's yet to strike out yet in 3 games, which was kind of the thing that happened to him last year when he was just a young 18 playing here in the FSL. 0-1, runner in motion. Pitch is popped up shallow left center field as Delgado turns around second. Wynn taking a hold of this one. It drops down. Base hit. Delgado just standing at top of second base. As Jose Cordoba, maybe the... Now it's Lisandro Espinoza was the one a bit shaken up, but appears to be okay as he walks back in towards the infield. As he dove, that was a Texas League single. Here's this Marlon Valdez, the left fielder. 2-1, 1-out, no score, top one. Already comes set. Delgado's in motion to third. Breaking ball's a called strike. No throw to third or second as De Los Santos follows. So a pair of stolen bases places two runners in scoring position. Pitch was a called strike. Now the 0-1. Ripped out and missed at 87 for strike two. Valles this year in 234 in 81 games, 15 doubles, 16 home runs, and 48 driven. He's got two bombs this week. 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. 96 top of the zone for Calderon. So he racks up his second K in this first inning. At the end of the day, it's up to Shalene Polanco. Trying to drive in the game's first runs. First pitch to lefty. Front door changeup sinks low. Marauders have scored first the last 2 days. Lost both those games yesterday. It was a pair of solo home runs in the third and the fourth inning. 1-0's yanked foul on the ground. And it's 1-1. That's still been the impressive thing. You know, the results may not be there, but Bradenton has shown that they can hit in this ballpark for power, which is incredibly hard. One-one. Line down the right field line, hooking foul. Bumper to the bullpen for Palm Beach, which is vacant right now. There's nobody sitting down there, and so a player has to jog down now to pick it up. Blanco driven in 40 runs this year with 10 home runs. Is two blasts shy of tying his high from last year. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. And Calderon, a few players on base, but works around and strikes out the side of the top of the first inning. Bottom one next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Up to US Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Bottom one as Clavari Tejada faces Christian Martin, Chase Atkinson, and Ian Petrutz. First pitch from the righty is a fastball dotted on the outside corner, 91 for a called strike. It's 0-1. Runners get two in scoring position at the top of the first. Could not score a run, though. As the 0-1 heater is low down and away, it's 1-1. And so now Clavari Tejada, 19-year-old righty, pitch. Down and in, and it hits him on the front shoot. Each team with kind of awkward starts to this day. In the top of the first inning, Delgado reached on an E3, and now a hit batter to start the day for Clavari Tejada. A 19-year-old also from San Francisco de Macorís in the DR. He's making his second appearance with Bradenton this year. Gave up 3 runs on 3 hits and 2 innings, 2 walks and 2 Ks. Earlier this week on Wednesday, Chase Atkinson, the righty catcher, swings to the first pitch, grounds it right back to the mound. Low throw to second base, and it's into center field. Backed up by Polanco. And everybody's safe. It's going to be an E1. So each team with an error so far in the first inning. I mean, that's got to be something that a chance to turn two, and they don't get anybody. Tejada just rushed the throw. 2 on for Ian Petrutz. No score, bottom one, but Cardinals a chance to plate some runs here. Shows bunt, pulls it back, and the first pitch is a breaking ball high. Tejada worked with the Complex League Pirates this year. 2-1, a 4.98 ERA in 13 appearances, 4 starts. 2 saves and 2 opportunities. Bunt shown again, and it's pulled back. Another breaking ball. It's a called strike. 18 walks, 34 strikeouts, and 43 in the third innings for Tejada with the FCL Pirates. It's his first year stateside. 1-1. Fastball outside for ball 2. Tejada, a guy who was signed as an international free agent in April of 2023, and he's pitching in single A. That's, I feel like how high the Pirates were think of him. 2-1. Breaking ball on the outside corner, called strike. Petrutz this week, first week with Palm Beach. 5 games, he's hitting .600. 9 for his first 15. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball straight away center. Polanco frozen. Now heads back a few steps, makes the grab off his right shoulder. Runner tagging from second and third is in there with the slide. And so productive out for Petrutz to move Martin to third. First and third with one out, bottom one, no score, Ryan Campos, the DH. In his first week as well, a lot of the Cardinals draftee picks this year have made their way to single A. First pitch, breaking ball down and away for ball 1. Campos is just another one of those guys. 21-year-old fourth round pick out of Arizona State this year. Tejada set just above the bell. The 1-0. Fastball outside. It's 2-0. Righty sets 2-0. And swatted foul down the left field line out of play. With the no fans and obviously the impending weather in the area with high winds. Really does have a Florida Complex League feel right now. 2-1. Fastball down and away for ball 3. Campos in 3 games, 3-for-8 with a double and an RBI. Head on to Hada, the 3-1. Chopper towards short. Delgado charges in now, holds the second for 1. Turn to first. It's late and gets behind Mickness. As a run does score, and the Cardinals take a 1-0 lead. Eric comes back to hurt him. What an end of the inning right there. What's the defense for you? For Bradenton, start on the outfield, left to right, is Marilyn Valdez, Shalene Blanco, Miguel Sosa is over and right. De Los Santos is at third, Delgado to lead up the middle with Mickness at first. Omar Alfonso does the catching. For Clavari Tejada, 1-0 Cardinals. Josh Cross, the lefty hitter, takes a backdoor breaking ball on the outside edge, called strike. Ready collects, and the 0-1. Fastball high. Alfonso pump fake, throw it out of first. Pitch. Fastball up and tight. Two on. Foul straight back. Cross in his fifth game. He's just 1-for-12 to play with two RBIs. Hasn't struck out either. Looking to end it right here in this first inning. Spinning a toss to first, low throw. Tag applied, though it's late. So the fielder's choice has brought it in. Game's first run. Marauders left two stranded at the top of the first inning. 2-2. Now put away, and now back pick to first. It's late. Counts full on Josh Cross, so the runner will be in motion with Jose Cordoba on deck. Two outs, 3-2, and a breaking ball tipped into the mitt for strike three. That ends the first inning. What a run scores. Cardinals 1-0 lead after one on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Augusto Calderon's first pitch to Johnny Severino's a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike. 6-7-8 coming up to the plate. As here's the 0-1. Fouled straight back to the screen. And it's nothing and two on Severino. Pitch is a called third strike, and Severino goes down looking. Four strikeouts for Calderon to start the day. This is Cardinals pitching staff that racked up 18 yesterday. Pitch to Justin Mickness is a fastball in the outside corner, called strike. Kind of a run yesterday that Palm Beach had as well. They struck out the first five outs from Juan Salas, who ended up striking out eight in four innings. 0-1 is down and in for a ball. Calderon sets in the pitch. Not put away. It's 2-1. Mickness this week, he was a position player on the mound. May see him at some point today, because honestly, I don't know how many arms the Marauders have. I mean, Tejada threw 20 pitches in that first inning. 2-1's down and in for ball three. Mickness this year, hitting 154 in 28 games with a home run, five RBIs. He's walked a lot, though. 3-1 on the outside corner. Mickness wants a challenge. And it's ruled ball four. Mickness has his 20th walk of the season now. He has a 345 on base coming in. I mean, that's pretty good. We look at other guys up and down the roster that have played pretty much the whole year. And he's played in a third of the games, he's got almost the same amount of walks as some of his fellow teammates. Good sense of the strike zone. He's at first for the righty Miguel Sosa. Toss that way. One out, 1-0. Cardinals in the top of the second inning. Pitch. Tied at 93 for ball one. Here's the 1-0. It's ripped out and missed on the outside corner. It's 1-1. And the Marauders also yesterday in their 9-2 loss, they walked 11 batters as a unit. That was the second most this season. 1-1 on the ground towards third. It's inside the bag and down the left field line. Mickness touches second, heads for third. He's going to wave around third as the ball kicks around. He scores. Sosa at second base. It's an RBI double for Miguel Sosa to tie the game at one in the second inning. Gadstar was playing off the bag at third, and Sosa just pulled it down the left field line. And Gerald Toledo. Chance to give Bradenton a lead here. Switch hitter batting left with a runner at second base. One out against Augusto Calderon. Pitch. One shown, pulled back, and a pump fake throw to second base. Team's trying to play a little small ball here as the wind picks up a little bit. Gusting in from right field. The weather app says it's going to get up to 25, 35 miles an hour. I mean, that is a lot. Estoledo chases up and away, 97 for a strike. The flagpole is literally shaking in right field right now. So with these winds mentioned earlier, but they would not be able to get the tarp on if it did start to rain, but it's pretty sunny skies right now in Jupiter. 1-1, and Toledo fans on a pitch at 96, it's 1-2. But that is something that if there was a passing cloud or something, which right now it's absolutely gorgeous out. With that wind too, temperature mid-80s. 1-2. Fly ball hit well center field. Cordoba heading back. And it's over his head up against the wall. Sosa looking to score, and now he's held up at third base. And Toledo's at second with a double. Sosa, I know, is trying to hold up there, make sure it gets down, but not able to score on that. So it's been back-to-back doubles, but still a tie game at one for Connor Delgado, top of the order. One out is Calderon being hit around here in the second inning. First pitch to the lefty is in tight for ball one. The most innings that Calderon has gone this season is four innings. He's gone three innings plus a number of different times, though. Six times he's gone three or more, so I'm kind of guessing that's where the tracker he would go today if all goes well. 1-0 is golfed high in the air to right field. Watch the wind take this one as Martin goes out. He makes the catch in shallow right field. Started towards the line and then all of a sudden zigzagged and turned around and banged a Yui. Make the catch with his back to the outfield wall.
Now batting number 50, Omar Alfonso.
Second out recorded in the second inning, and that's why that ball of Sosa was able to score on, because now it's up to Alfonso to drive in this run in the second inning. Time is called as I believe the outfield gate is blown open. Clubhouse manager for the Marauders, Kenny Perdejo, jogging down to slam that thing shut. First pitch to Omar. Here it is. Fastball tipped into the mitt for a strike. Three straight men had a reach before that pop out. Calderon 0-1 is inside for a ball. Alfonso struck out swinging on a deep plate appearance in the first. One is tagged well in the air to right center field. The wind blowing in. Suarez under it, has it for the last out in the second inning. Marauders do get a run, though, but leave two men in scoring position for the second straight inning. 1.5 the books. We're tied at one on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I think bottom two as Bradenton has notched things up at one after an RBI double from Miguel Sosa. Scored the tying run, and so Clavari Tejada back out to the hill for Bradenton. The bottom of the second will face 6, 7, and 8. Jose Cordoba get things rolling from the right side against the righty Tejada. First pitch is high and tight for ball one. And so bullpen Johnny Holstaff type of Sunday for both sides. Righty kicks home 1-0. At the knees on the outside corner, called strike, but it's on in the first into 20 pitches. 10 balls, 10 strikes in that first inning. 1-1. Slider down and away for ball two. Some news today around the Pirates org. 2-1. Fastball down and away for ball three. Another top pitching prospect in the Pirates org, Thomas Harrington, has been promoted. 3-1. Topped at home plate, foul. Harrington, he made a rehab appearance with Bradenton this year. A 36 overall draft pick back in 2022, who started the year in Bradenton last year. Pitches a chopper over the head of Tejada up the middle. Second baseman Toledo's there. Scoops and throws across his body on the run. And Cordoba's put away. Start the second inning. Harrington made 8 starts. Bradenton went 4-1, a 2.77 ERA. And then further promotion to High A Greensboro. Right at June 1st. So spent pretty much exactly 2 months in Bradenton. Jose Suarez chops in through the hole right side at shallow right field. Toledo gets there. Throw to first. It's late. As Mickness couldn't scoop it either way. Suarez would have beat it out. First hit for Palm Beach today. And a tie game at 1 in the second inning. Lisandra Espinosa, the hitter. Oh, this year, Harrington started the year in Altoona, but was assigned to the 7-day IL right out of the gate. Sit on a rehab on May 7th and then activated 5 days later. Pitch. Fastball just a hair low for ball. And then today, the news that August the 4th, Harrington's going up to Indianapolis. Pulled on the ground, a third back in it by De Los Santos. Spin to second for one. Turn to first, it's low. It was picked in time by Mictus, but Espinosa beats it out. On a nifty play at third by De Los Santos. So neither side has been able to turn really double plays today. It's been either too slow developing or could have hustled out of the box by both sides. Two outs, runner on. 1-1 tie game in the second for John Gazdar. We haven't had a 1-2-3 inning yet today. Here in the bottom of the second. Opening pitch to the righty from Tejada. It is a two-seam fastball, 93 at the knees. Harrington this year, talking about him and his time in Altoona, really good numbers. 2-2 record, a 2.24 ERA. The 0-1. Is foul back. Struck out 74. Listen to this, though. Walked just 10 batters in 68 in the third inning. So, I mean, that's incredible. Had a few high strikeout games as well. Had 11 on July 10th against Bowie. And then 10 in Somerset 10 days later. Fastball high. It's 1-2. So now Harrington joins really an Indians pitching staff that's got some talent because you got guys like Mike Burrows there, Aaron Shortridge, and other veterans too. Toss to first, and back at standing is Espinosa. Guys like Luis Cessa, who's pitched in the big leagues before. Domingo Herman. 1-2, runner in motion. It's shot foul. Ben Heller, another guy who was on rehab this year with Bradenton to start the year in April. One, two again. Breaking ball served up in the air, shallow left center field. Valdez on a run in, makes the catch, cap high with two hands to end the second inning. We're still tied at one in this third inning we had on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Top of the third inning, Bradenton 1, Palm Beach 1 on this Sunday series finale from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. First pitch to Jordan De Los Santos from Augusto Calderon is a breaking ball low. But a lot of foot traffic in the first two innings for both sides. It's been a snail's pace, too, about 40 minutes to get two innings in the books. Fastball fouled straight back for a strike. There's been a couple errors in the field. But Bradenton getting a run last inning, a couple of hits, able to string some stuff together. Walk, double-double. 1-1 is down on the way, the dirt for a ball. Just 2-1 on De Los Santos, who singled his first time up. 19-year-old from Santo Domingo in the DR. Calderon readies and lifts. Fastball high and in for ball three. Three-one. Fastball barreled to left field on a line. A dive in and hanging on to make the catch as Petrutz takes away a sinking line drive. Would have been a base hit for De Los Santos at that one hard, but right at him. And one gone in the third inning.
Now batting number 27 as Merlin Valdez.
One out, base is clear. 1-1 tie game in the third for his Merlin Valdez, the ready. Pitch is an off-speed whiffed out of biz for a strike. Trade deadline wrapping up just a few days ago is on Tuesday. A couple of Pirates minor leaguers were dealt in the trade. Deadline a couple acquired as Valdez pulls in the ground. Backhanded at third on a one-hopper by Gastar. Crouches up and throws to first. Two gone in this fast-moving third. It's interesting, too, just how the trade deadline has picked up a lot of steam the last couple years for I think part of it, too, is obviously more teams in contention because you have that extra playoff spot now. But also, too, the tanking rules are a bit different. Chalene Polanco, lefty batter, swings the first pitch, pops it foul, third base side out of play. 1-1 tie game in the third. No, teams can't just go be the Philadelphia 76ers and trust the process and, you know, lose for six straight years. The Astros did, what the Orioles did for a couple of years. As Polanco fans on a changeup for strike two. Now, this year was the first year there was the draft lottery, and you saw the Cleveland Guardians, who got the first overall pick, and I think they had the ninth or tenth, I think they're the eighth or ninth best odds to get the first overall pick. That's what the NBA does. 0-2, swinging a fly ball, served up in the air, straightaway center field. Cordoba into his right, puts it away to end this third inning. 1-1 tie game, bottom three coming up here. From the Dean on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bottom three, Bradenton 1, Palm Beach 1. As top of the order, Christian Martin, the left, he takes ball in the dirt. It's 1-0 from Clavari to Hada. Improved second inning. Kept the Cardinals off the board, the 1-0. And it's in there for a called strike with an off-speed. It's 1-1. In the first, it was a hit by a pitch, then an error. A fly out, fielder's choice, and scored the run. Breaking ball outside, it's 2-1. The last inning, a one-out single, fielder's choice, and then a flyout end of the inning. So, also threw more pitches in the zone. Breaking ball high and away for ball three. Falls behind on Martin, who was the man hit by a pitch. Three-one. Fastball above the letters high for ball four, and so Martin is on base for the second time today. Leadoff man on in the third inning for Chase Atkinson. Talk about the trade deadline last inning and a lot of the new rules, but also it's the deadline can really impact the hot stove season and free agent acquisitions and even minor league. It affects the minor leagues too and having trades in the offseason. Bunch shown, Atkinson puts it down. Third base side, bare hit by De Los Santos, throws offline. And now the throw to second base from Mignis is late. As Atkinson bunts single. Two on. Nobody out for Ian Petrutz. Well, the White Sox, they just on a miserable losing pace right now. And it could break the modern era for losses in the season. 120 set by the 1962 Mets. They're an expansion team. The White Sox already dealt away a couple of veterans at the deadline. Lefty Petrutz, first pitch, pops it up. First base side. Behind Tom Alfonso gives it a look, and it's out of play. Traded away Eric Fetty, Tommy Pham, Michael Kolpeck, Paul DeJong, and Eloy Jimenez. The two other really big chips are Luis Robert Jr. and Garrett Crochet, who wants a long-term deal. A one-check swing, it's called strike of the knees. So those are two guys who could be on the block in the offseason. 0-2, popped up again. Behind to him, Alfonso sheds the mass, and it's out of play. Then you have a team in the American League East in the Toronto Blue Jays who traded away some pieces, but they didn't trade the core after a disappointing year so far for them. Breaking ball on the ground, right side, Toledo in the hole, sidesteps to his left, throws to first. Only play to get Petrutz, and so both runners move from into scoring position, second and third with one out in the third inning. 1-1 tie game between Bradenton and Palm Beach. Blue Jays at the deadline traded away Danny Jansen of the Red Sox, Nate Pearson, Justin Turner, Yusei Kikuchi, who had a really good first start with the Astros the other night. Isaiah Conner-Falefa went to the Pirates, and then Kevin Kiermaier, who I believe is going to retire after the end of this year as well, were all dealt. Ryan Campos, the lefty hitter, taps one behind Tom Fowl. The big core, though, for the Blue Jays, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, Kevin Gausman, Chris Bassett, and Jose Barrios were all kept in there looking for maybe a postseason run next year. The 0-1. It's down to the dirt for a ball from Clavari Tejada. Making a spot start today, a bullpen day for both teams. One-one. Down it in for a ball. Cardinals took a lead in the first. Bradenton tied the game in the second. Righty set from the belt, 2-1. Breaking ball on the ground up the middle. This will get another run in. Delgado fields low throw to first. They get him in time, though, as another run scores. On a ground out from Ryan Campos, 2-1 Cards in the third. Josh Cross, the batter with a runner at third, two outs in the third inning. Struck out swinging to end the first. First pitch to the lefty is a fastball high for ball one. Another interesting storyline, too, this offseason about the Baltimore Orioles, because they have added in a few starters at the trade deadline, but still looking for some big-name arms. Oh, one's a breaking ball down and away. It's 2-0 now. Orioles, they don't have an affiliate in this league, but obviously see a lot of them in spring training, just being down the road in Sarasota, the Complex League, too. 2-0 from Tejada. There's a fastball lined well towards right center. Polanco on the run to his left. Chases it down. That ends the third inning. A run scores on one hit. One man left at third. 2-1 Cards after three on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Cardinals 2, Bradenton 1 as we open the top of the fourth inning. Augusto Calderon facing Johnny Severino. Back into the order coming up for Bradenton. First pitch is popped up. First base side. Cross now in the hole as Calderon drops the baseball. Well, the wind absolutely blowing in hard from right field. And so Cross, who was just behind the first base bag, and then all of a sudden came racing in on the grass. And so leadoff man aboard here to start the fourth inning. It's been an adventure today with some of the wind patterns that we have seen here in Jupiter. Lefty Justin Mickness, the man on. Pitch. Fastball zips up and away for ball one. Just walked and scored in the second inning. Scored on a Miguel Sosa double. Righty kicks 1-0. Man, a fastball at the bottom of the zone. Call it strike. It's 1-1. Three combined errors so far through the first three-plus innings. One one. Fouled back out of play. Magnus, a 16th round pick out of Kent State University. Same school that now tossed to first to check on the base runner. There's a few different big-time players as Mickness strikes out swinging. Not a fastball up and away. 5 Ks for Calderon, just his first, though, since the second inning. Struck out. Four batters to start the day on his first four outs, but his first since then. There's Miguel Sosa in a 2-1 deficit in the fourth inning. Pitch. Chopper right side to Martin. Spin to second. There is one. Back to first. It's in time. Inning ending 4-6-3 double play. Races leadoff error. 3.5 in the books. 2-1 Cardinals on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad, bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck. Crash at my place, baby, you're a wreck.
Home half of the fourth inning for Palm Beach as they carry a 2-1 lead in this half inning against Clavari Tejada. Maybe winding down on his day as there is some action in the bullpen. Peyton Stumbo probably go a few innings today as well. First pitch from Tejada. He is a fastball high and in for ball one on Jose Cordoba. Bottom end of the order due up 2-4 Palm Beach 1-0. He is a fastball outside for ball two. Cardinals scored a run in the first and the third. Marauders got their run in the second. 2-0. Swing and a miss at 92. It's 2-1. So far the line for Tejada. Three innings, two runs, one earned on two hits, a walk and a K. 2-1. And a fastball just down and away. It's 3-1. Sitting 92-93 with that fastball. And again, just 19 years old, so still a lot of room for growth for him. 3-1. Swing and a fly ball, tagged well, left center field, Polanco racing back, and it's over his head. Up against the wall as Cordoba thinking three. The relay throw there is late, and Jose Cordoba has a triple. Surprising to a triple to left center. Don't see that, but talked about it all the week. It's 387 out towards the left center field. It's a long way out there. Jose Suarez, the righty. Pitch popped up shallow right field. This will be trouble. Sosa. Now it's Toledo, the second baseman, who makes the catch on the infield dirt. And has just put his hands on his hips, and boy, I mean, that thing looked like it was tailor-made for shallow right center. Instead, it's a pop-out to second. And one gone with Cordoba at third. Lisandro Espinoza attempting to extend this Palm Beach lead past 2-1 in the fourth. Pitch. Swing and a pop-up again behind third. De Los Santos pops up. Calls off Delgado, two gone. Tejada with a couple of first pitch outs here, giving him a chance to close out this fourth inning as Stumbo has stopped throwing. John Gazdar, the number nine hitter, steps in the right side, playing third base today. Pitch. Breaky ball on the ground towards short, right at Delgado. He has it, secures it, throws to first, and that's the inning. A leadoff triple, then three pitches later, three outs, 2-1 Cardinals. The fifth we go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth inning, Bradenton chasing a run right now at 2-1 as new pitcher in Angel Cuenca is pitching as a right-hander faces 9-1-2. Gerald Toledo, switcher to batting left, takes a fastball in the inside corner for a called strike. This is one thing you rarely see in minor league baseball, but Angel Cuenca is pitching for the second consecutive day. The 0-1 is a called strike with a changeup. It's 0-2. Cuenca pitched the ninth inning last night, gave up two hits and a strikeout. He had 20 pitches he threw. 0-2, high and in, nearly clipped him. Toledo doubled his first time up in the second inning. Righties 1-2. And that's a called third strike, but Toledo wants a challenge. That looked a little low. That's ruled strike three. First batter for Cuenca gets a strikeout. Open up things in the fifth.
Now batting number 54, Kiner Delgado.
Top of the order back around here for Kiner Delgado. Each team with three hits so far. Rodgers one run, three hits, an error. Palm Beach two runs, three hits, and two errors in the fifth. Pitch. Delgado rolls it foul into the dugout, first base side. Final meeting between these two sides this year. This is the only series they meet. The 0-1. Fastball popped in the air, foul, out of play. Same with the Jupiter Hammerheads, who Branson hosted just before the All-Star break. Cuenca wheels and deals, 0-2. High and away with a fastball, 94. But now that Bradenton has played Palm Beach, now they have faced every team in the Florida State League. Pitches down on the dirt for ball two. Play St. Lucie for the last time next week. 2-2, inside, almost hit him. Brushed him off the inside corner for ball three. One more series against Daytona as well in their East Division swing. That will end the season in Daytona. 3-2, is swung on, lifted in the air to left center. Cordoba racing over, gets the spot, and it gives way to Petrutz, the left fielder. Two gone in the fifth.
Now batting number 50, Omar Alfonso.
Two outs, space is clear for Omar Alfonso, so for two today. Lefty batter, first pitch. Fastball driven back out of play. Marauders trailing 2-1 at the top of the fifth inning in this Sunday series finale between the Cardinals and the Marauders. The 0-1 is a fastball at the bottom of the zone and a challenge wanted by Omar. It's ruled the ball. It's a spooky, kind of eerie feeling with Just a handful of people in the ballpark today. No fans allowed. 1-1. Fastball slap foul, third base side. Here's the one time the Orioles had to play a game in front of no fans at Cabot Yards. Pitch. Alfonso drives it well towards the gap in right center field. Cordoba chasing after it with a dive. Sticks up the glove. He made the catch. Incredible by Jose Cordoba. Takes away extra bases from Omar Alfonso. And that caps off the top of the fifth inning. Halfway home, 2-1 Cardinals on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom 5, 2-1 Cardinals ahead on the Bradenton Marauders as a first pitch fastball is outside from Peyton Stumbo to start his day as he replaces Clavari Tejada in this fifth inning. Facing top of the order, Christian Martin, the lefty, as 1-0 is pulled on the ground and slips through up the middle. His pass to Toledo in a right center. And Christian Martin, third time on base today. As that is his first professional hit. I'll save that baseball. Hit by a pitch, walked, he scored in both those two plate appearances. See if the latter results will continue here in the fifth for Martin. 2-1 Cardinals says the righty Chase Atkinson swings and fouls back. First pitch for strike one. Numbers on Stumbo this year, 22-year-old from Sacramento, California, was a 20th round pick last year out of Nevada. 2-3, a 4.96 ERA coming in 28 outings, 3 starts. Was a candidate to maybe start today. The 0-1, check swing. On the appeal, he went around. Strike 2 on Atkinson. Stumbo, 3 holds, 3 saves, and 6 opportunities. 20 walks, 59 Ks, and 52 and 2/3. Pitch back on Wednesday, 2 scoreless against Palm Beach. Head on Atkinson, the 0-2. Here it is. Breaking ball, punch foul, deep down the right field line, out of play. Stumbo had started a run of back-to-back games against Fort Myers July 1st, July the 6th, and then another at home against Jupiter. He was acting as the extra sixth man on the rotation. pitch. Fly ball right center. Polanco throws it over, makes the catch on the run. For the first down of the fifth inning as Martin retreats back to first base. Nate Petrutz, the left fielder, is 0 for 2 today. After having a scorching hot week to start his professional career. Lefty bounder against the righty, stumble the pitch. Here's a curveball outside for a ball. And now with Hung Lung Cheng, still no update on him from yesterday. Left the game after inning the thirds. Morales could be down another starter. Pitch is ripped out and missed. A good change up there. It's 1-1. It's coming just after Michael Kennedy made his first start this week since mid-June. Came off the IL. 1-1. Fastball flying back to the screen for a strike. Xander Meath, though, did make his Marauders debut this week, so that's a guy who was called up from Florida Complex League and pitching in Bradenton now. One, two, runner in motion. Swing and a chopper foul first base side. And this time of year, just starting to get some more arms in now, though. The Complex League over and Florida Instructional League starting up soon. Pirates have basically a lot of scrimmages they play against the other teams. 1-2 is a breaking ball high. And a challenge used by Alfonso. Let's roll the ball. Marauders have one challenge left today. They've gone 2 for 4. Spinning a toss to first. Cardinals head 2-1 in the fifth inning. Pitch. Check swing ball. The dirt gets away towards the dugout. It's a wild pitch, moves the runner to second base. Count full on Petrutz. Cardinals out hitting the Marauders 4-3 with a 2-1 lead in the fifth. Stambos 3-2. Swing and a cue shot foul off the bat. That one just barely caught the edge of it on a peeling changeup. Three, two, swinging a fly ball, out of play. Stumble hoping to put away Petrutz here for the second out of the fifth inning. Again, the 3-2, swinging a foul back. Petrutz with a good battle here. Another recent draft pick by the Cardinals org. Native of New Jersey. 12th round selection out of Alabama this year. Talked about him this week and playing the same high school team as Anthony Solomito. Pitch. Slapped the opposite way to left field. The base hit. Valdez scoops and throws. This is going to score, though. Martin from second base. It's an RBI single for Ian Petrutz. Extends the Cardinals' lead to 3-1 in the fifth. It's a good piece of hitting pitch up in the way. Petrutz just poked to the opposite way. Campos the hitter. Today has been productive in both at-bats. He's 0 for 2, but 2 RBIs. The pitch. And taken up and away for a ball. Campos, a pair of RBI groundouts. Fielder's choice, 6-4 in the first, 6-3 groundout in the third. The 1-0. And fastball at the bottom. The knees called strike. Fifth inning and a couple of the middle innings were the big innings for Palm Beach yesterday that resulted in them winning 9-2. They scored 9 and answered to end the day. 1-1. Sales up and away with a changeup for ball 2. Count 2-1. Pitch. Fastball skied high in the air. Shallow left center field as the wind pulls it. Fouls left fielder in, and he puts it away. Takes a lot of communication and teamwork today to put away anything up in the air. As wind blowing heavy in from right field. It's died down a little bit from where it was earlier today. Start of the game and just other periods of it. Still sunny skies, though. No ominous clouds up in the area. 3-1 Cardinals. Runner in motion. Pitches down and in. And a pump fake a couple times, but no throw from Alfonso. Betrout steals second. With 2 outs in the fifth inning. Count 1-0 on Josh Cross, the lefty. Breaking ball. Dances over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Cross 0 for 2 today. Struck out swinging in the first. Line up the center in the third. Stumble in his first inning out of the bullpen following Clavari Tejada today. 1-1. His pop foul out of play. Third base side. Tejada again. Earned a run on 2 runs total on 3 hits. A walk and a strikeout in 4 innings. He lowered his ERA down to 6. It was coming in today, but nearly double of that. One, two. Fastball high at 90. Stumbo was a starter, pitch out of the rotation in the bullpen at times. He's at Nevada last couple years. Pitch, breaking ball, tapped at home plate, foul. So he's very used to pitching in both situations and scenarios. Two-two. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Curveball down and it gets him. And that's the fifth inning. A run scores, though. 3-1 Cardinals after 5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks.
Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning, Bradenton trailing 3-1 after the Cardinals get another run in the fifth inning. Angel Quentz out for his second inning, faces 3, 4, and 5. First pitcher, Dino Los Santos, is bunted down third base side in front of the mound. Barehanded and thrown to first by Quentz, and De Los Santos put away 1-3 on one pitch to start this inning number six. Riders have their lone run scored in the second. That was on a double from Miguel Sosa.
Now batting number 27, as Marlon Valdez.
As Marlon Valdez, the righty. One out, base is clear. First pitch. Here's a fastball, low for a ball. Saw some chalk kick up with the wind picking up. One out. Here's a fastball on the inside corner, called strike. It's 1-1. This is one of the places I think that actually uses actual chalk and not the spray can paint like they do back at Lecom Park. 1-1 is flown off the edge of the bat to right field. Suarez twists and turns around as he packs up a few more and puts it away. Two gone.
Now batting number 35,
Gary McMillan's throwing in the Marauders bullpen now. Stumbo with an inning so far under his belt. 26 pitches thrown in that fifth inning. Two quick outs here in the sixth. 3-1 Cardinals for the lefty, Shalit Polanco. First pitch from Quenza. Down it in for ball one. Polanco for two today. Strikeout and a flyout in the first and the third. Righty from the windup, the 1-0. Fastball in tight for ball two. Two-0. Fastball driven well in the air, dead center field. Cordoba turns back. He's at the wall. Puts up the glove. It's over it and off the wall. Polanco turns around second, slams on the brakes. He's in with a double. With two gone in the sixth inning, they bring up the tying run now in Johnny Severino.
Now batting number 77, Johnny Severino.
Polanco almost took it out dead center here, out towards the batter's eye. Got it to the warning track. He's at second with his 15th two-bagger of the year. 3-1 Cardinals in inning number six as Gustavo Mania gets the protective gear from Polanco. Now heads back towards the third base coach's box with Severino climbing in the right side. Chance to do some damage. First pitch. Ricky ball poked the opposite way, floated down the right field line. It's a base hit. Polanco around third. He scores. Severino heading for second base. He's in standing. It's an RBI double from Johnny Severino. Makes it a one-run ball game again at 3-2. Just a soft double off the edge of the bat. Does the job, though, and that's all that matters. Trying to keep the line moving here. Runner at second base, 3-2. Cardinals still ahead, but Justin Micht has a chance to drive the tying run from second. Lefty batter against the righty Quenza. First pitch is flying foul off the left. Runners haven't led in this ball game today so far. Cardinals scored a run in the first inning to get off And running early. The 0-1. Fastball low. Snap throw to second base. It's into center field. Severino heads for third. And he's in standing. Now the attention turns to Lasandra Espinoza, who's down in some pain. That'll be the third error on the Cardinals today. As Espinoza, remember earlier, took a spill out in the outfield. Now that time might have gotten just caught up with Severino at second base. He's back on his feet, and so just a quick visit out there from athletic trainer and Jeff Case. Severino's at third, tying run in a 3-2 ball game. Got one ball, one strike on Mickness. Pitch, swinging a tip into the glove of Atkinson for strike two. And time called by Justin. Walked and scored in the second. Quincy from the windup is 1-2. Fastball barreled in the air, right center field, the base hit. Severino jogs home from third. He scores. Justin Mickness with his sixth RBI of the year. It ties the ball game at 3 in the sixth. All the offense coming with two outs. Double, double, single. Miguel Sosa, the righty. Can they get some more two-out offense? Opening pitch. Fastball high, chopper foul, third base side. The 0-1. He's at the knees, a called strike. Runner on first. Two runs in this sixth inning for Bradenton. Tie the game against Palm Beach. Oh, 2. Breaking ball outside. Quentin thought he had strike three. Started to walk back towards the dugout first base side. The Cardinals have used a single challenge yet today. Righty holds, 1-2. Swinging a high, twisting pop-up down the left field line. Espinoza betruts the left fielder, has it, and foul ground to end the inning. Put up before the Marauders, strike for two runs, all coming with two outs in the sixth inning, tying the game at 3 here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Tie ball game at 3 in the bottom of the 6th inning as Garrett McMillan is a new pitcher of the ball game after Braden scores 2 runs in the last half inning, all coming with 2 outs. So the righty McMillan is in and faces Jose Cordoba and 6, 7, and 8. Righty kicks home. The first pitch is an off-speed at the knees called strike. Stumbo goes, an inning gives up a run on 2 hits, no walks, and a strikeout. McMillan in, the 23-year-old from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. 0-1. Here's a fastball in the outside corner called strike. Cordoba tripled his last time up in the fourth against Clavari Tejada. And a bullpen game for both sides. McMillan's 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Cordoba down on just 3 pitches as McMillan puts him away. That is just the 3rd strikeout for the Marauders pitching staff. Leadoff man put away in the 6th inning for Jose Suarez. Righty hitter is 1-for-2 today, singled in the 2nd. McMillan sets and fires. First pitch is a slider whiffed out and missed down and out of the zone for a strike. Numbers on McMillan this year, though, with Bradenton 3-3 at 2.66 ERA and 20 outings. Does have 1 start this year. There's also a bullpen game. 0-1. Check swing. On the appeal, he did not go around. One. And fastball above the letters high. It's for ball 2. 47 in the 3rd inning is logged by McMillan. He's walked 16, struck out 50. Has limited opponents to a 2.53 average. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball on the outside corner. 91. It's 2-2. Saw McMillan pitched just a few days ago in 2 innings out of the pen. See how much more pitching the Marauders have left. If Stumbo only went 1, McMillan here in the 6th. The pitch is popped up in the air, shallow center field. Shortstop Delgado. Al turns himself around and puts it away. 2 gone. Just looking at the bullpen page. Attackers go yesterday. Hernandez, so those guys are spent. I mean, really, probably the last guy they have is I'm guessing, Landon Tompkins, and after that, they are probably out of pitching. Probably maybe Emer Lobo, depending on how many pitches he threw. First pitch to Lisandro Espinosa is a breaking ball at the knees, called strike. So maybe they still have a few more. I think Lobo could probably give you a few bullets. And we'll see how long McMillan comes in here. The 0-1. There's a breaking ball ripped out and missed for strike 2. 3-3 tie game. Base is clear. 2 outs in the bottom of the 6th inning. Looks like a new righty coming in for Palm Beach in the next half inning. 0-2 is a fastball just low and away. And we had the 3rd strike there. He sets and delivers, 1-2. Swing and a tip, secured by Alfonso for strike 3. McMillan strikes out 2 in the 1-2-3 6th inning, their first today, as we head to the 7th, tied at 3 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
New pitch of the ball game is Nolan Sparks as here places Angel Quenza. 3-3 tie game in the 7th, 9-1-2. Gerald Toledo, switch hitter batting left. Takes a fastball outside at 92 for ball one. Quenza end up going 2 innings out of the bullpen today. Gave up 2 runs on 3 hits. And that will 1-0 in the zone. Now it's 1-1. Inside corner again for a called strike. Toledo 1-for-2 today, doubled way back in the second inning, was left there at second. Nolan Sparks making his second professional appearance. 21-year-old from Castro Valley, California. 13th round pick this year. 1-2's on the ground towards first. Knocked down by a cross, it steps to the bag. Leadoff man put away in the 7th. Sparks selected out of the University of Rochester D3 school in upstate New York. Picked up the win in his debut against the Marauders a few nights back. On Friday, gave up a run on a hit with a walk. Gave a home run to Esberlin Valdez in the 8th inning, which tied the game. First pitch is a breaking ball to Connor Delgado for a called strike. The 0-1 is up and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Delgado 0-for-3 today. Fly on a pop out and reached on an error way back in the first. Pitch, check swing, and it's low for a ball, 2-1. Sparks, who was just the third player out of Rochester to be selected in the draft. Top of the zone to call it strike as Delgado wants a challenge here. And it's ruled a strike, so that is it. No more challenges for Bradenton. They are done for the day. Two balls, two strikes. One out, base is empty in the 7th. Pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground to the right side. Barnett to his left, fields from the hole, throws, and Delgado put away 4-3. open up this seventh inning.
Now
take a look at some scores here on the Pittsburgh Pirates or today. Everybody in action right now. Lefty Omar Alfonso, the batter, first pitch. Is a curveball dropped over for a called strike. Start of the big leagues, Buckos bottom one just off and running at PNC Park after they won yesterday. 4-2, so a chance to win the series. The 0-1, fastball right there at the knees, called strike. Triple A Indianapolis, no score, bottom one. Double A Altoona up 5-2 on the Richmond Flying Squirrels in the top of the third. We just scored those two runs. And then high Greensboro completed a suspended game from yesterday. Pitch bounced in. End up winning 6-1 over the Winston-Salem Dash, the White Sox affiliate. And then Wilbur Dotel will start the second game today for Greensboro. One, two. Fastball ripped at a miss for strike 395 from Sparks. Fastest one he's thrown today. It's a 1-2-3 seventh in stretch time. 3-3 tie game here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
C'è una luna mezzumara, mamma mia dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te peglia lo pescia, io le isla, isla, sempre lo pescia, maradena.
Bottom seven, Bradenton 3. And Palm Beach 3 as well. 9-1-2 coming up here is John Gazdar. Righty faces off against Garrett McMillan. Three runs, six hits, an error for Bradenton. Three runs, five hits, three errors for Palm Beach. First pitch for McMillan is a fastball shot the opposite way in a right field base hit. Hoping to cut it off is Sosa. He spins and fires it back in towards the infield. Lead off single for John Gazdar, his first hit. That's his first professional hit. They'll keep that baseball. A lot of that be going around this week with all the new Cardinals, and I'm sure the Pirates, if they do get some college bats, you'll start to see the same. Runner at first base, bottom seven for Christian Martin, top of the order. Pitch. It's a changeup that floats on the outside corner, called strike. Martin, who had his first professional in the fifth inning, singled and scored. He's been on base three times today in three plate appearances. He scored three times. 0-1. Bunted foul, third base side. I would like to say, if you're Gary Kendall, the manager, That's what you want on your leadoff man. Gets on base every time. He scores. Credit your batters in the top of the lineup. Ryan Campos has driven him home twice on a pair of groundouts. Pitch. Fastball high. Throw to first, and it's late. Nearly got it, though. One, two. Curveball. Just tall. Too tall there. It's 2-2. Rodgers and Cardinals have an off day tomorrow before Bradenton will head north on Tuesday to go take on the St. Lucie Mets. 2-2. Swinging a high pop-up on the infield. At the shortstop, Delgado. He's up, backpedals on the edge of the grass and set to the side. One gone in the seventh. So finally, Chris Martin is put away for the first time this afternoon. James Atkinson, the catcher. Right-handed batter, first pitch is off the plate outside for a ball. Rodgers playing on Sunday, so that means it's one of their best days to play on. That is their best record as a team. Righty's 1-0. Is hit well. Deep to left field. Valdez heading back on the run at the warning track, and it's gone. A home run. Chase Atkinson, a go-ahead two-run blast in the seventh inning, has given Palm Beach a 5-3 lead again. He's got his third of the year. It's tough to hit it there with the wind blowing out towards left field. Foul pole. Atkinson has hit it right to the right spot if you're going to leave the yard. Left field line. Two-run home run, one out, base is empty for Ian Petrutz. Lefty hitter, first pitch. Here's a curveball low of the shoe tops for ball one. Rodgers are 8-6 on Sundays, though. They lost the last two nights, so Fridays and Saturdays continue to be their kryptonite. 1-0. Swing and a miss, good changeup. Rodgers are just 5-12 on Fridays, 4-16 on Saturdays, but they're 8-6 on Sundays. So that is their big weekend day. Cardinals have won the last four games to take the series. 1-1. Change up outside. It's 2-1. Dylan Tankulov brings it in towards the chest. 2-1. Check swing. Looked like he offered. On the appeal, they say he did. And now Petrutz wants time. Drove in a run in the fifth inning. 1-for-3 for Petrutz, who comes in scorching hot this week. 9-for-15. Count even with one out, the 2-2. Swing at a high pop-up foul off the third base side out of play. This is the only game going on in the Florida State League. Every other game has been postponed or canceled due to the tropical storm that's wreaking havoc for those listening back in Bradenton. Pitch. Curveball whiffed and a miss for strike three. McMillan with his third strikeout, two gone in the seventh inning, but two runs in already, though, on the home run for Ryan Campos. Campos hitless at 0-for-3, but he's driven in two runs today. Right now, Cardinals out hitting Bradenton 7-6. Pitch to the lefty. His belt-high fastball called strike. Cardinals, after their day off, they will head to the West Coast, though, so they're going right into the thick of it. Take on the DJs of Dunedin. Fastball chopped to the ground, left side. De Los Santos to his left, secures it, throws across to diamond, and Campos is retired to end the seventh inning. Two-hit home run from Chase Atkinson has given the Cardinals lead again 5-3 after seven here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, 5-3 Cardinals as the righty Henry Gomez, new pitcher in. Throws a high and tight fastball, 92 to the righty Yordani De Los Santos for ball one. Cardinals took the lead on a Chase Atkinson home run in the last half inning. The 1-0, and fastball down and away for ball two. One for 3 day for De Los Santos. Gomez, who's one of the two closers, him and Showalter. Guys that close games, the pitch. Fastball over the heart of the plate, called strike. Gomez, 22 years old from Venezuela, making his 31st appearance this year, 4-3, a 3.07 ERA. 2-1. Fastball at the bottom of the knees again, called strike. 17 walks, 37 strikeouts, and 44 innings for Gomez this year. 2-2. Breaking ball, nub foul off the edge of the bat. Breaking ball, pulls on the ground, left side in the hole, back in it by Espinosa, throw to first, and it's reeled in time by Cross. Impressive play by Espinosa at short. One gone in the eighth inning for Esmerlin Valdez.
Now batting number 27, Esmerlin Valdez.
Now if the Marauders drop this one, another loss in the row. They've lost their fifth in a row overall after winning back on Tuesday. Pitch. Fastball above the letters high for a ball. Really places them a big hole, too, if they want to come back here in terms of the standings in the second half. 1-0. Curveball over the inside corner, called strike. But overall on the road, Bradenton coming in are now just 11-36. A minus 74 run differential. Overall, pitches in tight, 2-1. pitch is fouled back. Counts even. Marauders came into today in the second half. 9.5 games out in fifth place. Fort Myers, who keeps getting games canceled because of the weather, so are not playing today. So everybody is off besides these two teams. 2-2, ball in the dirt. Valles lays off. Oh for 3 day, 4 as Maryland, the pitch. Taken high for ball 4.
Now batting number 35, Shalene Polanco.
He's aboard with one out in the eighth inning. Tying right of the plate for Shalene Polanco. Nearly left the yard. Doubled and scored in the sixth inning in the dead center. First pitch to lefty is inside for ball one. In outfield is shifted over. Center fielder Cordoba is playing in left center. And Suarez playing more in right center. 1-0. And that's pulled down the right field line foul into the Cardinals' bullpen. Now Lanham Tompkins is throwing in the Marauders' bullpen, so guessing that he'll be the next pitcher in. Pitch this bomb in the eighth inning. One, one. Poked the opposite way. Drew drops in. Base hit as it dunks in. Valdez halts at second base. It's a single for Polanco. Another multi-hit game for him. 2-1 and one out in the eighth inning for Johnny Severino.
Now batting number 77, Johnny Severino.
Bradenton's offense, that's the one thing. They do not go down without a fight this entire week. Last night was the low moment for the offense. They only had the two runs scored on a pair of home runs in the early goings and five hits. Righty Severino, first pitch he sees. He has a breaking ball popped up out of play down the left field line. Kind of jet stream there with the wind blowing down the left field line. Gomez sets, 0-1. Breaking ball rolled over, foul, third base side. Severino, RBI double in the sixth inning. He ended up scoring as well. It was a two-run inning that tied the game at 3 until the home run from Chase Atkinson in the last frame. 0-2. Curveball just outside, and Gomez wants a challenge. Rule the ball. One, two. High and in as it hits the barrel and rolls foul. Well, they, on the check swing appeal, they said he did not go around. That hit the barrel. Now it's ruled a foul ball. Pitch. Recce ball floated in the air to left field. Barrett's at the track, makes the catch in front of the wall on the 330 side. As Petrotz puts him away for the second out of the eighth inning. Can anything hit to left field? The ball is just going to carry. Here's Justin Vickness. Runners out first and second. Two outs in the eighth inning. 5-3 Cardinals. Nicked as an RBI single his last trip up in the sixth inning, which tied the ball game. First pitch is grounded back up the middle. Shortstop Espinoza, diving stop, pops up, throw to first, and they get him to end the inning. What a play by Espinoza, as that saved a ball and possibly a run in this ball game. We stay 5-3, bottom eight next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car, because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bottom eight, 5-3. Cardinals are last chance to tack on any more runs they want. They lead 5-3. New pitcher in is Landon Tompkins, who replaces Garrett McMillan after two innings on the hill. Righty Tompkins' first pitch to lefty Josh Cross is fouled straight back out of play for strike one. Middle of the order coming up here for Palm Beach, who took the lead again last inning after a Atkinson two-run home run down the left field line. The pitch is ripped at a miss to 93 for strike two. Tompkins, a sinker ball pitcher, fastball sinker slider mix. Making his second appearance this week on this series finale. 0-2 is a fastball at 94 up near the ear. Landed this year is 2-1, a 3.98 ERA in 24 outings. 31 and two-thirds innings, 10 walks, 31 Ks. Pitch is low down and away. Counts even 2-2. Tompkins sets and carries. Breaky ball fouled back. Try the slider that time. Pitch ripped at a miss for strike three. Got him with an off speed. And Tompkins puts him away to start this eighth inning. Cross is now 0-4, three strikeouts today. Tough afternoon for him. 5-3 Cardinals, though, bottom eight. Get some dark clouds moving overhead now, but this one nearly in the books is Jose Cordoba, the righty, first pitch, check swing, and sat the knees for a called strike. Cordoba 1-for-3, tripled in the fourth inning. Righty's 0-1, swing and a miss, good slider there for strike two. Tompkins, 24-year-old from Brandon, Mississippi, 10th round selection last year out of Louisiana Tech, where he was a closer there. Oh, 2, and that's taken high. Ready kicks, 1-2. Outside. Indians now up 4-3 on the Mud Hens in the second inning. Pitch is swung on and fouled off at home just to stay alive. Pirates up 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning on the Diamondbacks. They've got two on. Brian De La Cruz, an RBI single, one of their recent acquisitions at the deadline on Tuesday from the Miami Marlins. 2-2. Ricky Ball fouled back out of play. Their offices and backfield is just located on left field. Cardinals are in right. Two again. Swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back K's for Landon. Two gone in the eighth inning for Jose Suarez. Marauders in the ninth inning, they would have 8-9-1. Sosa, Toledo, and Delgado. That is unless any pinch hitters arise. Stompkins looking to bear down here. First pitch. Slider inside for a ball. And Landon's had a couple of tough outings lately, so looking for a good one here. Pitch. Swung on and missed out for a strike. Has given up three runs over his last two outings. Still a 3.52 ERA in the month of July he put up as that one's chopped foul. Strike two, third base side, but over his last two innings, it's been three earned runs. One, two home. Check swing. Stays off. On the appeal, he held up. It's 2-2. Two outs. Space is clear in the bottom of the eighth inning. 5-3 Cardinals on top of the Marauders. Tompkins brings the black glove in towards his ear. Pitch. It's a called third strike. Challenge wanted. And it's confirmed. A called third strike. Tompkins strikes out the side and over to the eighth inning. We go to the ninth. Last chance for the Marauders. They trail 5-3 here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the ninth inning, last chance for Bradenton on this Sunday series finale. Trail 5-3. Miguel Sosa 8-9-1 coming up against Henry Gomez. For his pitch in the righty is a broken bat flare down the left field line. It dunks in, base hit. Sosa with his second hit today. It's a leadoff single on the very first pitch of the ninth inning. Romero's had some life in the last frame. A walk and a single in the eighth inning. with one out before Gomez and a bearing down, retiring the next two. Runner on for Gerald Toledo. Nobody out in the ninth inning. First pitch. There's a fastball in the inside corner, called strike. The ninth inning has been an adventure this week to get any outs for both sides. The Marauders, the last two nights, have not scored in the ninth. Now they had some threatening damage in the ninth on Friday as pitches pop foul. But they scored some runs on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Really, the first 2 days were the big ones. Game tying home run on Tuesday. 7-run ninth inning on Wednesday to take a lead. As pitch sails up and away for a ball. Which then the Cardinals won the bottom of the ninth inning to walk it off 9-8. So that was a tough way. One, two. Recce ball fouled off the gear of Atkinson at home. Marauders are now out-hitting Palm Beach today. That happened earlier this week, too. They out-hit them, but did not win. It's on Friday. 1-2 again from Gomez. Breaky ball. Fought off foul again on the ground. One, two. Swing and a fly ball to center. Cordoba in, puts it away in left center. Position perfectly shitted out towards the scoreboard. And there's the first down of the ninth inning. One out as Connor Delgado in the top of the order, switching shortstop, dings in. 5-3 Cardinals as Gomez's first pitch. Is a breaking ball over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Gomez at 31 pitches right now. Looking to go two scoreless. Out of the pen, the 0-1. Down and in for a ball, it's 1-1. Connor today is 0-4. Playing shortstop with Rivas, giving the day off on this Sunday. Pitch. Breaking ball whiffed at and missed. Strike two. Eight home runs this year, though, for Connor. 1-2. Curveball, and that one hits him. Right on the front shoe area as he tried to dance out of the way, and all of a sudden, tying runs are on for Omar Alfonso. So the door is just open here for Bradenton. They trail 5-3. They haven't led at all today. Tied the game with a two-run sixth inning with Sosa at second, Delgado at first. And again, the lefty Alfonso up against the righty Gomez. Kicks home and a curveball low for ball one. Omar is 0 for his last seven right now. He singled in the first inning yesterday. Looking for a big base hit here. 1-0. In tight for a ball. It's 2-0. Said before, but these last three outs, really any outs in the ninth inning, have been tough to get this week. And all of a sudden, a righty's getting ready to go. That looks like Luis Castellum for Palm Beach. Getting up in a hurry. As Chase Atkinson goes out to have a word with Gomez. He hasn't looked all too sharp this week. Gomez has not. Was it part of that seven-run inning that Bradenton put up? Allowed all three inherited runs to score, and they gave up four runs. Still got the win, though. Did look better in his second appearance. On Friday, scoreless inning, walk one, a hit, and a strikeout. Ready comes together. 2-0. Fastball at the knees, called strike at 93. Look to second base, the 2-1. Fastball inside for ball three. Danger of walking the bases loaded here. Cardinals had just one walk in the first seven innings. Now they've got two here. The pitch. And there's a good fastball in the outer half for a called strike. In danger of walking their second in the last two innings. And this one would be a really crucial one. Righty sets and kicks, 3-2. Swing and a roll up the first base side. Foul hit him in the batter's box. Omar has been the team leader in average. It's dropped a little bit here, 254 now in a game. Got it up to 263 at one point this week. That's just among qualified batters. It's been over the whole year. 3-2. Swing and a chopper, the right side. Cross to second for one, turn to first, and it's not in time as Gomez couldn't find the bag there. I think Alfonso would have beat it out. And they do get one out, though, on the 3-6 fielder's choice. Moves Sosa to third. Tying run still aboard in the ninth inning, but with two outs. It's up to one of the fresh faces in your Don De Los Santos, number 30 prospect in the Pirates org. And now they'll have a pinch runner at first base. Ready Gomez kicks home. First pitch is a belt high fastball, called strike. So that is Solomon McGuire running at first. Since it is a very important run still. De Los Santos today is 1-for-4. He's been on base all four games he's played in with Bradenton this year. The 0-1. Breaking ball, slow roller, third base side. Could be trouble. Touched up. Throw on the run is offline. And a run scores to bring in a 5-4 deficit here in the ninth inning. McGuire to second base.
Now batting number 27 is Merlin Valdez.
That's one of those two where you could see sometimes guys, because it was right up against the line, may just try to let it roll foul. Fielded right in front of the third base bag. First and second, two outs for as Merlin Valdez. Infield single for De Los Santos. Righty kicks home. Slide of the dirt. Really good back pick there by Atkinson. Sliding to his right. So this game is not over. Marauders looking for one more pesky comeback here in the ninth inning. They've got a run in with one more in the ranks at second base. Go ahead, run at first. 1-0. Fastball chopped to shortstop. Underhand flipped to second base, and that's the ball game. Marauders have a chance in the ninth inning, but they can't fully cash in. They do get a run, though, on three hits with two men left on base. They fall 5-4, and they lose their fifth straight game here in Palm Beach. Cardinals win 5 out of 6. We'll wrap this one up against your scores as well on the postgame show. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any 5 games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Thomas and Zarelli here on the Marauders postgame show to take you back to this one. And we'll also get you set for Tuesday in St. Lucie. But before we do, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as we start in the Pirate System. Big League Club, the Buccos are at home. They now lead 4-0 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. They cash in for 3 runs in the second inning. And De La Cruz single in the first. In the second, Yasmani Grandal, 2 RBI double. And then IKF, the two new guys have produced runs today in the game. That's what we'd love to see. IKF and RBI triple scores 2 more. And so it's a 4-0 Buccos lead at home, trying to win a series against the Diamondbacks. They've got Paul Skeens on the mound. 3 scoreless innings, 3 hits, a walk, 2 Ks for Mr. Skeens. Triple Indianapolis, they are ahead 6-3 on Toledo in the third inning. Just struck for 2 more runs in the third. Double A Altoona, they are up 5-4 after 5 at home. Hyatt Greensboro completed a suspended game from yesterday, winning 6-1. They're up 2-0 in the first. They're playing a full 9 still in that one. So it'll be a long day in North Carolina. Around the Florida State League, well, it's pretty easy to report this one. No one else is playing today. This is the only game that was going on. Everybody else was canceled due to inclement weather with the hurricane or tropical storm that's making its way up the west coast of Florida. All signs will be okay here, it looks like, on the east coast for now. Knock on wood. We come back in the postgame show. We'll take you back to this one. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Tell your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, And with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders post-game show. Thomas and Zarella, take you back to this one, get you set as well for next week, this coming week in St. Lucie as the Marauders stay on the East Coast on this 12-game road trip, and unfortunately has not gone the way that they would have liked to hope out of the gates to start. They dropped their fifth straight game to Palm Beach. They dropped 5-6 in the series. Their only win coming on Tuesday as they lose 5-4 on this Sunday series finale. In which the Cardinals, they jumped ahead early with a run in the first inning after it was a bullpen day for both sides. Clavari Tejada against Augusto Calderon in the bottom of the first inning. Chris Martin hit by a pitch, an error puts two on before a flat was a runner over, and Campos scores Martin on a ground out to Fielder's Choice, 1-0 Cards, just like that. Marauders would end up tying the game, though, in the second. A one-out walk to Mickness, and then a double from Sosa scores him to tie the ball game. Toledo then doubled, but Sosa did not score in that double and would end up being a bit costly there as he ended up not scoring, and so it kept it just a tie ball game as Calderon got the next two men. In the third, Cardinals, they got another run on a ground out from Ryan Campos, a walk, and then a single before a ground out, grounded out. The latter one, Campos's, make it 2-1, Cardinals lead. Added on the fifth inning with an RBI single from Ian Petrutz. And then the Marauders offense tied the game in the sixth inning. After the first two outs put away by Angel Cuenca, it was a double by Polanco, and then he scored on a double from Severino to make it a one-run game. And then Justin Mickness comes through. All these two-out clutch hits, and they tied the ball game at 3. Seventh inning, though, this was a difference. Chase Atkinson clubs a two-run home run against Gary McMillan. And then the top of the ninth, Marauders had some life, though. Leadoff single by Miguel Sosa, and then De Los Santos later with a single to drive in a run to make it a one-run game, but to ultimately the Cardinals win 5-4. Final numbers in this one, Marauders 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 9 left on base. Cardinals 5 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors, 5 men left. Winning pitcher is Nolan Sparks, 2 professional appearances, 2 wins, as McMillan the loser falls 3-4. Gomez picks up his 9th save of the season. Game time, 2 hours and 21 minutes, seen by, well, nobody in attendance tonight, so 0 besides some scouts and some family members and fans that may have snuck their way in here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. With the loss, the Marauders fall to 41-61, 12-24 in the second half. Cardinals improved to 61-39, 24-10 in the second half of the season. Marauders will have an off day tomorrow before they travel 40 minutes north to take on the St. Lucie Mets, 6:10 p.m. on Tuesday. Pregame show right here on the Marauders broadcast network at 5:50. TBA for both sides. We'll get to the starters closer to that date. Until then, that'll wrap things up for us here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for the final time in 2024, unless the playoffs come through here. Between the Marauders and the Cardinals, but Bradenton falls in the series finale 5-4, and will look to right the ship on Tuesday in St. Lucie. Thomas and Zarella sing so long, enjoy the rest of your Sunday and your off day on Monday, and we'll see you in St. Lucie at Clover Park on Tuesday.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.